Say 45 now. Okay, good evening, everyone. So the first halacha I wanted to mention tonight was that we have spoken about the fact that money is muksa, which we mentioned money is muksa machmas gufo. That means even whether it's coins or bills, they are the most strict form of muksa. You can't move them for any purpose. But what about a wallet or a little purse or something that holds, that's designed to hold money, a money holder? So if it currently has money in it, and the money was placed there intentionally, most likely, I mean, that's what it's meant to hold money, and your wallet has money and it's not there by accident. It's not something you meant to take out typically. So then it's a basis, the wallet or the change purse, whatever, would be a basis for the money. And as we've said, the basis takes on the same status as the muksa itself. So now you wouldn't be able to move that purse with money at all. But even if it's empty, even if before Shabbos you emptied the wallet from any money, and let's say you emptied from everything, and you emptied the change purse, so then it still has a status of a kli shemalachto le'iser. It's not muksa like money, because there's no money in there now, and the wallet is not money. The wallet is a keli, right? The wallet is a vessel, utensil. It's a vessel that's used to hold money typically, but it's a keli. So since it's used to hold muksa, it has the status of a kli shemalachto le'iser. So again, we're talking about an empty wallet. Now, I don't mean a brand new wallet. If you just bought a wallet and you're planning on using it, or just bought some sort of a money purse, you're planning on using it, but you have not filled it yet. You never put any money in it. It's brand new. So then it doesn't get a status of muksa yet. It was never used, even though that's its designed use, but it was never used for that yet. But if it was used for that, and just now you emptied it, you emptied the money out before Shabbos, so your wallet is empty, or your change purse is empty, so they are not muksa machmas gufo, but they are a kli shemalachto le'iser, because it's a kli which is designed to hold muksa, so it becomes a kli shemalachto le'iser, and you could only move it if it's, as we said, if it's taking up a place that you need, or if there would be some practical use for it, some practical permissible use for it. It's called moving it l'tzorech gufo or l'tzorech bekomo. And so the same thing would be true about any container or case for something muksa. It's a case to hold muksa, so the case is also muksa. Or if it's a case that holds an item, a kli shemalachto le'iser, then the case becomes muksa as well. Let's talk about a violin case. You have an expensive violin, or probably, even if it's not too expensive, but I would imagine, I don't have a violin, but I would imagine that violin owners or violin players probably would not use their violin for things like a doorstop or a paperweight or whatever. To use it for, you're probably pretty makbid that the violin be used exclusively for playing music. Now, you can't play music on Shabbos, so it's malachto le'iser, but it would now take on also the status of muksa machmas chisar and kiss. It's something that you're makbid on, and it doesn't have to be extremely expensive, but it's something that you're makbid on not to use it for any other function. You don't want it to get ruined or damaged, so therefore you don't use it, or you don't allow anyone to use it for any other function than its own function, and its own function is not mutter on Shabbos, so therefore it would be muksa machmas chisar and kiss, the violin itself. So now the violin case, which is so if the violin is in the case, then the whole thing is muksa machmas chisar and kiss. But if the case is empty, the violin happens to be elsewhere, and the violin case is currently empty this Shabbos, then it would still be a kli shemalachto le'iser, because it's a kli which designed to hold muksa, and that makes it malachto le'iser. Now we've spoken about a few times the case of the candles on the table, and we said the flame is muksa and it makes everything under it muksa. And the table, the Shabbos table, if you have the candles on the Shabbos table, they would also become muksa. So you put a challah or something else on the table before Shabbos, so that it's not a bus is only for the muksa, it's a bus is for heter as well. And then you could move the table if you need to. You could move the table if you have a permissible need. Remember, when you move the table, you're moving the candles and you, indirectly, but you can only move the candles indirectly if you have a permissible use, not to protect it. You can't move it if you say, you know what, they're not safe here, let's move the table away to a different room, which we can lock up. You couldn't do that. But if you're moving it because you need the space or you need the table in a different corner to use the table, then you could move it. What, and you could even do it while the candle is still burning if you, you know, move it slowly. But what about a tray? Let's say the candles are on a tray. And you want to know, well, can I simply move the tray off of the table? Especially when the candles are burnt out. Shabbos morning, you're having a lot more people. You want more space on the table. So you want to know, can I simply lift the tray off and move it elsewhere? So if there's nothing on the tray but the candlesticks, then clearly not. Because the tray is also a busis for muksa. It's a busis for the candle, which is a busis for the, ultimately, you know, for the flame. So you say, okay, so let me leave something else on the tray, not just on the table. Let me put something on the tray, which is not muksa. And now the tray will be a busis for muksa and not muksa, and I can move it, correct? So it's partially correct, but it depends. Because the poskim say you can't. Let's say you would put a challah on the candlestick itself. I don't know. You may have a small challah or a big candlestick, and you put a challah on the candlestick. So the candlestick is not just supporting the flame; it's supporting the challah. That wouldn't work because candlesticks are meant to hold burning flames. Candles, they're not meant to hold challah. So it doesn't work even if you put a challah there. But what about the tray? So some poskim say, well, if it's a small tray, which is just meant, let's say it's a set, you bought it in the silver store, the two beautiful leichter with a matching tray, which fits perfectly, there's just enough, they fit snugly on the tray, and it's not meant for anything else. Then there's a tzad to say, even if you would put something on the tray, but it wouldn't work. Even if you put something more valuable on the tray, there's at least a strong position to say that wouldn't work, because this tray is exclusively meant for the candlesticks. So the fact that you put something else there doesn't change the status. But if it's a large tray, it's not a matching tray. It's you found a tray that works. It's big enough. It holds the candlesticks. But it's and especially if you often have other things on, maybe the salt shakers find their way on the tray, even regularly. Or other things, it's the extra napkins, whatever. It's not just for the leichter. It's used to hold all sorts of things. Then it's a different story. It's taka used for all sorts of things. So then if you're careful before Shabbos, before Shabbos starts, so that during Banish Mashos, you have on the tray, not just the candlesticks, but also the salt shakers, or the napkins, or a challah, or whatever it may be. So now the tray is a busis for heter and for iser, because the napkins or the salt shakers, they're not supporting the flame. Maybe the candle and everything is supporting the flame, but the salt shaker is not. So the tray is now supporting a candle, which is a busis for muksa, but it's also supporting a salt shaker, which is not. So then you'd be able to move it. But again, you can't move it just because, like I said, you say, you know, it's after Shabbat. Let's say it's in the sukkah, and you say, and it's Shabbos. It's Friday night during Sukkot, and you want to take the candlesticks in because you don't want to leave them out of the sukkah. It's not so safe, but that wouldn't be a heter. You can't even if you're moving them indirectly, and the tray is not a busis, but you're moving them, and you can't move them for a davar ha'asur. You can only move them for a heter, permissible purpose. So if you want to move them because you need the room, like you need the room on the table, like I said before, you need the room on the table. Or let's say in the sukkah, you honestly need to move. You can't keep this here because you want to set up the beds. You want to set up the mattresses for people to sleep in the sukkah. And it's got to be moved. The candles have got to be moved because they're simply in the way. The whole table, you want to take the table, which is supporting the candles, and you want to fold it up and move it into a corner. So the candlesticks have to be moved. So, and talking about it again, Friday night, as long as the tray had something on it before Shabbos, and then you're moving it for a permissible purpose, you'd be allowed to do it. But remember, it has to be that the tray has non-muksa on it, and it's a tray which is compatible to non-muksa. It's not a tray which is just like unique or designated just for the candles. It's a multi-purpose tray. Then you could put on something else, and it would be a buses for heter and isser, and you'd be able to move it for a permissible purpose. Okay, have a good evening. I'm going to sign off for now. Kol tov, all the best. Bye-bye.